You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. We got a great episode for you today, folks. We are hitting up the mailbag to answer your fantasy questions after Week 10. Plus, our pal Matt Okada is going to drop by with his top waiver wire targets for the week. But first, let's give the people what they want and answer some of their questions. Let's get to some other folks who might be disappointed, namely you out there in internet land who sent us questions via Twitter, X, whatever. So let's go through these. Fred wants to know, have CJ Stroud on my bench, Lamar Jackson starting, time to flip that?
I think so. Stroud's been putting up numbers, and as good as the Ravens have been playing, it hasn't translated to big numbers for Lamar.
It really hasn't. He hasn't had to play hero ball, and it has shown in his fantasy numbers. Mirror Cat wants to know, is Calvin Ridley droppable? In shallower leagues, yeah. I mean, if you're in deeper leagues, you probably want to hold on to him. But in shallower leagues, he absolutely is. It's too much of a roller coaster, and they can't find ways to get him the football consistently. You can probably find some better options out there. I think he's like wide receiver 70-something at this point.
And the thing, like early in the year, it was like, okay, zone is Christian Kirk week, man coverage is Calvin Ridley week, and it hasn't even translated to that as of late. It's just frustrating.
It's been really, really bad. Moving on to Ken, who wants to know, is it time to let go of Aaron Jones?
No, I know Aaron Jones didn't have a huge game this past week, but he's still Aaron Jones, right? Like if you drop him, someone else in your league is immediately going to pick him up. The upside is too high that you don't have to start him if you don't want to, but I don't think you could cut him.
Yeah, I just think that the opportunity, the volume is too great to just completely let him go. Matt wants to know, why did I decide to start Jameson Williams today? I don't know, bruh. I'm guessing you had a lot of injuries and or buys. I know a lot of people were shorthanded at wide receiver, so that could be the reason why, but yeah, until I see something from Jameson Williams, I can't advocate starting Jameson Williams.
I had a team that was hurt bad by byes and had to start him and Quentin Johnson, and Johnson scored a touchdown. Jameson Williams had one called back. I would have been ecstatic if that one held up.
That would have been best case scenario for you. Next one from Majin Bubba. Main Bubba? I don't know. What can I get for Mostert? I have Achan also.
A high-end wide receiver. Like, I know you're not going to get what you would have got a couple weeks ago, but I still think, like, top 20 wide receiver should be the goal.
Yeah, I think absolutely so. But you got to do it quick on Mostert because the schedule gets a lot tougher. Achan's supposed to be back potentially after the bye, so the value for Mostert's going to go down quickly, so make a move as soon as possible. Last one from George, who says, what do I do with Stevenson, McLaurin, and DJ? I'm assuming that's DJ Moore. I don't know.
Stevenson. Yeah. McLaurin had one down game before that. He gets the Giants next week, who he just 13 or more fantasy points every single game in his career against them. And DJ Moore's potentially going to get Justin Fields back this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hang on. You start these guys. I mean, I don't know who else you have on your roster, but these are three, you know, they're not studs, but they're quality players who probably deserve a spot in your lineup on a weekly basis. So good luck to you, George. Let's check in on some of the top waiver wire targets for week 11. Our pal Matt Okada's put together his list for the week. Couple of quarterbacks, Josh Dobbs, no surprise. Jordan Love, who had one of his better games for the recent month this past weekend. Meanwhile, running back Jalen Warren starting to get some more love. Devin Singletary could be taken over there in Houston. Keaton Mitchell continues to be explosive in Baltimore. Antonio Gibson did things this past weekend. Tyjae Spears continues to have a nice role there in Tennessee. And Ty Chandler, who could be moving up the ranks in Arizona. Zach Charbonnet still getting some love. And Rico Dowdle. At least one Cowboys running back can score a touchdown. It's not Tony Pollard. Over to the pass catchers, Brandon Cooks, who I feel like an idiot because I dropped him last week, and then he decides to have the biggest game of his season. Noah Brown has been hot the last 2 weeks. Demario Douglas is the number one receiver in New England, for what that is worth. Jaden Reed and Romeo Doubs came back to life. Michael Wilson looks like he might have some more juice now that Kyler is at quarterback. And Trey McBride, who we talked about earlier, but always room to talk about him again. And to help us with that and more, it's our friend Matt Okada, who pins the weekly waiver wire article. Should I say pins? Because he actually types it out like most of us do nowadays. But you can find that online at NFL.com/waiver wire. All right, Matt, four teams on a bye this week. The Falcons, the Colts, the Patriots, and the Saints all get the week off. But let's talk about some quarterbacks that you might need to pick up. Josh Dobbs, man, like he is the best story in the NFL right now. It's great to see him bounce around, but it's a great story, man, because he's playing good football. And that's really more than anything what we want in fantasy. We want somebody who's playing well.
Yeah, it really is. And I am a Creed fan, as you well know, Marcus. So it seemed to be a greater story for me. I'm a little biased here, but yeah, here's the thing. The four guys on bye this week, you're not starting any of them, but it doesn't really matter. Dobbs is still a QB1 for me moving forward. He has averaged 24.3 fantasy points per game over the last 3 weeks, which included a team change, 23, 25, and 25 points in those three contests. It's productive passing, but it's also, and it's more importantly, elite rushing numbers. And you put those two together and you get a very strong floor-ceiling combo that I think makes him legit consideration for fantasy moving forward. If you want to know how good his rushing is, 7 games with 40-plus rushing yards this season. That is one short of CMC and Travis Etienne at the top of the league. And he scored a rushing touchdown in 4 straight games. Plus, remember, his 50 combined points over his 2 starts as a Viking have all come without Justin Jefferson, who could return soon, bring maybe even some more upside for Dobbs. He has upcoming matchup with the Broncos and the Bears. I consider him a locked and loaded QB1 for both. I'm starting him down the stretch. I think he must be picked up.
Agree with you there. I mean, he moonlights as an like being a rocket scientist is a hobby for him. Devin Singletary, though, I have watched a lot of Devin Singletary in my day. He has never done anything like he did yesterday. Is this a 1 week blip on the radar, or is Devin Singletary for real?
That is a tough question, and the big part about it that's tough is he's never really been given an opportunity like this. Now, 30 carries for 150 yards and a touchdown, by the way. 30 carries is not the expected opportunity, even if Damian Pierce were to never return, which we expect he probably will. But I think the big takeaway from this past game is he can handle 30 carries and be very productive. He's been, you know, 5'7", 200 pounds, so he's never gotten the true lead role. But we saw it happen for 1 week in Houston, and it looked really good. Will that mean that he remains the bell cow when Pierce comes back? I think probably not. Pierce probably will still get some carries, but keep in mind, Damian Pierce was literally the least efficient back in the entire NFL prior to his injury. He was rushing at 3 yards a clip. So with Singletary playing like this, Damian Pierce playing as he had and now dealing with an injury that could potentially linger, we don't know. I think that Singletary is probably the lead back in general, maybe splitting time. But remember, he played in committee situations in Buffalo over the prior 2 seasons. He was the RB20 in fantasy over that 2-year span. So I think he has good value. He's a top RB ad for me this week.
He absolutely should be added. Obviously, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's not going to rush for 150 yards every week, but he should definitely be on fantasy rosters. Speaking of committees and guys who are explosive, Keaton Mitchell, he's not getting a ton of touches, but he's doing a lot with his few opportunities. He's sort of Devon Achane 2.0 right now. I mean, I don't know how sustainable it is, Matt, but he's another guy that you just can't ignore on waivers.
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my mouth and my waiver article, Marcus. I called him Devon Achane Light in my column this week. Extremely explosive, one play to make your day, change of pace kind of back that's on a very productive run-heavy offense, which means there is some opportunity there even when you're not the lead guy. And yeah, he was a superstar back in week 9. He was a guy to stash in last week's column, and then he had a solid encore this week. 30-plus yard chunk plays, both on the ground and through the air. The 39-yard run turned into a touchdown. Only 4 touches on 11 snaps. That's when I say Devon Achane light, that's the light part. It's not great. But the flip side of that coin is that he still out-touched Justice Hill and out-produced Gus Edwards. So I think that the opportunity is going to continue to grow. It really seems like it can't not continue to grow the way he's playing. And I think that you want Mitchell on your roster, not necessarily in your starting lineup just yet until we see more opportunity. But if it comes, you've got a star.
Yeah, they have to give him more work there in Baltimore. Speaking of more work, we saw Antonio Gibson more involved this week. He was the number 2 receiving option this week for the Commanders behind only his backfield mate, Brian Robinson. Can we trust this moving forward?
Yeah, the wide receiver mess in Washington this past week was very frustrating. The usage for Gibson was not so frustrating for anyone who has him or is interested in picking him up. Now, this is not going to be the case every week that it's Brian number 1 and Antonio number 2, but Gibson has now had 3 straight games with 5-plus catches and has had 40-plus receiving yards in 2 straight. So I think things are looking slightly up. He's increased his fantasy points in 3 straight weeks, 12 plus points in each of the last 2. I feel like we as fantasy managers have kind of always known this was possible for Antonio Gibson, and Ron Rivera and company and Bieniemy are just now apparently figuring it out. So hopefully they take this lesson moving forward and say, okay, let's get him more involved. The great news here is the Commanders defense is not good. So they're going to continue giving up points and putting the offense in deficits, which means there will be more opportunity for pass catching out of the backfield. So I think Gibson is a deep flex play in PPR for now, but there is more upside to be had down the home stretch as well. And he's the kind of guy you can slide in during bye weeks in a pinch.
Got to step away for a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So even people like us who do this for a living and spend a lot of time studying these things do things that are a little bit foolish. For me, I looked around at Brandon Cooks and I was like, this dude hasn't had more than 4 catches in any game. He hasn't had more than 50 yards in any games. He hasn't had any touchdowns. You know, one league, I'm just going to leave him on my bench. In another league, I'm just going to put him straight back on the waiver wire because why not? And then he goes for 173 yards and a touchdown. Is this a 1 week blip or is this the beginning of something bigger for Brandon Cooks?
That seems to be the question of the week here with a lot of these guys. And this is the way I'm looking at it with Cooks. He was a popular sleeper pick back in 2023 fantasy draft. Many of us had him in that category or in that conversation. And it made sense. He's always produced at every stop along his decade long career. He has been good. And so we said, OK, well, in this new offense situation, maybe he can be the number two guy for Dak. And through 5 weeks, that was a complete bust. And so you can't really be blamed, Marcus. It did not look good. 32 fantasy points against the Giants in week 10 looks very good. And we can chalk up some of that to the Giants D, which is terrible. But he had also posted 14 plus fantasy points in 2 of the 3 prior games. And this is what it boils down to for me. I think that the Cowboys offense has figured themselves out. They have started clicking much more effectively in recent weeks. And I think that it maybe took some time for Cooks to build up chemistry with Dak Prescott. Both of those things are now in place. I think they're both here to stay. Dak is the hottest quarterback in the league right now. He has more than 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns in the 3 games since their bye week. So maybe it was the bye specifically that got them on track. I'm not sure, but I love what I'm seeing from the two of them. And just for the record, this is the schedule. They get the Panthers next week. Not great. Maybe you're not starting Cooks. But after that, Commanders, Seahawks, Eagles, Bills, Dolphins. That is insane. Sign me up for Cooks for the next month.
Yeah, they have really, since the bye week, they have discovered the deep ball again in Dallas, and it has just opened everything up. One player that we know is not a one-week blip is Noah Brown, because he joins Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyreek Hill as the only players with 150 or more yards in 2 consecutive games. So next week, can we just write pencil it in right now, 150 yards?
Maybe not quite 150 yards. Former Cowboy deep ball guy, by the way, so that was a fun transition. But listen, if you're looking at the fantasy points, Brown is probably the hottest out of the week. He has more than 50 over the last 2 weeks with an absurd 325 yards. I think only CeeDee Lamb has more than that over the past 2 weeks. Here's the context, though. Nico Collins missed Sunday's game against the Bengals, in which Brown had season highs in targets and catches. In the week prior, in Brown's breakout game, Stroud had a record-setting performance that was unbelievable and we're not super likely to see again, although he's playing at a level that maybe he can do it again. And part of that performance was Brown looking so good. Prior to week 9, with Collins atop the depth chart before that breakout game, Brown had 114 yards and no scores total. So this is... it's either the biggest breakout of the year or a blip. I think it's somewhere in between, to be honest. I think that he drops back down to the wide receiver 3 role in Houston once Nico comes back. But the way Stroud is playing, that might still be good enough to be a wide receiver 3 in fantasy. So in the right matchups, in games where we expect him to throw a lot, I'm definitely okay rolling Noah Brown out there. I do not think you should expect 150 yards, but you might be able to expect 12 fantasy points.
So we are scolding people who dropped Trey McBride last week and encouraging others to finally get on the bandwagon here. So please continue to encourage people to get on the Trey McBride bandwagon.
Yeah. Let me lay it out for you. I did something unprecedented in this week's column. I just took every other tight end that would make the list, deleted them, and put Trey McBride front and center and said, you must add him. I think he is quite possibly the best pickup of the entire season. Devon Achane notwithstanding, may he return soon, which looks like he might. But listen, last week, McBride had a 5-point game against the Browns. I said that was going to be his absolute floor rest of season. They were the number one worst matchup for tight ends, and he had Clayton Tune at quarterback. And lo and behold, upon Kyler's return, and Kyler looked magnificent, praise be, McBride caught 8 of 9 targets for 131 yards. He is a stud. And the only real question is, who are you adding him over and who are you starting him over? I know Florio gave you some takes earlier. Hold on to your britches. This is my list. You got Travis Kelce, you got TJ Hawkinson, you got Mark Andrews. Those are the guys you're not taking over McBride. After that, I would pick up McBride and put him in my lineup over anybody else rest of season.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're always hurting for tight ends, and we found one that seems like he's in a great position. I don't know why anybody would go away from him. Go check out Matt O'Connor's waiver wire column, NFL.com/waiver wire. Matt, we appreciate you. Talk to you again soon.
See you.
That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Tomorrow, we're previewing the first chunk of the Week 11 slate. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, deadlines are great. I love the whooshing sound they make as they fly by. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.